Welcome to
Unfiltered Growth.
Real talk on trends and strategies.
The podcast where the gloves come off.
And the insights come pouring in. This is your go-to arena for unwrapping the boldest strategies.
And diving deep into the realms of entrepreneurship, marketing, and culture shifts with a sharp, unfiltered lens. Each episode, we will bring you face-to-face with thought leaders, innovators, and disruptors from diverse industries and sectors.
We strip away the BS and dive into real challenges and opportunities for revenue growth. We cover the full spectrum of insights that matter to you.
Unfiltered Growth is more than just a podcast.
It's a community of bold thinkers and doers who aren't afraid to challenge the status quo.
Whether you are an event organizer looking to captivate your audience,
a marketer aiming to navigate the complexities of digital trends,
or an entrepreneur striving for exponential growth,
this podcast is your weekly dose of reality-checked wisdom.
Join us as we explore the intersection of culture, business, and innovation.
Expect raw conversations, real success,
and failure stories,
and practical advice that you can apply to your journey.
No filters,
just growth.
I want to start off this episode by saying I appreciate you. I love that we are in sync and very diverse, and we're very inclusive in how we navigate. And I just want to spread this magical dynamic joy with the world.
You're going to make me cry. And it's like 2 seconds in, you know? Shoot. Goodness. Ooh. You are making me tear up.
Look, oh my goodness. Why did we name this Unfiltered Growth, Christina?
I don't even know. No. I think for us, we had so many different names that were being ping pong back and forth. And you and I, our friendship is real because we are real with each other and we're unfiltered. And we're all about growing individually, like as people, not just growing businesses and like what our resume says, but we're truly about giving and receiving. And in our unfiltered growth approach to life, I feel those are the rose-colored glasses we wear, but it's not just to see the positive all the time. Yes, we are positive people, but we also have realness and an unfiltered view of what needs to happen to get to our personal goals, for a team to get to their goals, and individually and as people like Troy, I can say like what you need to do and you tell me what I need to do. And we're just unfiltered about it because we cut through the BS of the fakeness of what a lot of friendships, some podcasts are. We're just going to give it to you real and I'll be eating my candy salad while I push through.
Like, have you eaten your candy? And it's just like, what is she eating candy? That's like the awkward 5 seconds before they jump right into.
Exactly.
But I mean, let's be candid. Your BS meter is through the roof, right? You got those insights. And I think, you know, a lot of people are intimidated by that. And let's even go a little bit deeper. Like, we both are from underrepresented sides of it. And we know we both have had to console each other through some rough moments in our career. And even as we're launching our own business with Season 3 Media, and we've been talking about that on this episode too, hear so many experiences. I always think it's not reflective of me. It may not be reflective of underrepresented communities because it doesn't incorporate the additional things they have to navigate, both mentally, literally, career path, all the things to get to their side and get this growth, this destination that everyone's trying to chase after.
But because of me being like a female leader in tech, you being a Black male, we feel like we have to show up stronger and better because we're already less than in some people's eyes. And so we have to have that persona of what it is and or what they think it is to be able to be that smarter, great person that's in the room at the table, whatever that be, which is such a sad thing. And that what truly needs to change.
And people are listening, people are watching. This may feel like a, we go on there. Like, I hate to break it to you, but this is our truth, unfiltered. And we're just going to shed these layers, not only to have honest conversations with potential guests and even a spotlight our own individual walks and experiences, both professionally and personally, but also just to show we have to break through those layers to set the right foundation for us to actually grow. And I don't want a lot of people. I don't want to have people think this is how it is. It's not. If you're a minority business, are you, you know, a woman trying to break through some of these BS ceilings, the wage gap and all these different things? Let's be honest here. There's some things, underlining issues and things that people don't talk about enough, and they put under the rug and just say, do these three things and you're going to get there. That's not what we're about. And we really just did this to just change the narrative and be like, give y'all the truth. I ain't trying to be Cat Williams up in here, but if we got to shed some tears and let people know
about your jewelry.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for the journey. I think both of us individually bring a lot to the table as former podcasters as well. And I think dynamically put together, y'all ain't ready for the tea.
Mm-mm. Ain't ready for it. It's like, X, go and give it to you.
Don't give it to
but,
you.
But, and I, for like a little behind the scenes story, when Troy and I were hosting in the MCs of Inbound, the first day I felt like a little off for just various reasons. And we'll talk about those reasons later. But we were in like the green room area, and Troy looked at me and he was like, what's going on? You need to tell me what's going on. Like, I can feel, like, him being like an empath. Like, I can feel what's up. But he already knew what was up. He was like, da 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 da. He said what it was. And I was like, shoot, you are correct. You have to have that level of trust within yourself for him to even feel comfortable to say that to me. And mind you, that was only like the third time in person that Troy and I were together. Okay. So, the thought of, oh, only things can happen like that when you're working in office with someone all the time, that's not correct. You have to be able to be real in yourself over Zoom, because we all, during the pandemic and like during COVID, we had that Zoom filter per se, that you had business on up here and I had my pajamas on the bottom, and you just like, it had to be, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm going to get my coffee. But you were faking it and pushing through.
Code switching was real, girl.
For real though. Like, I sometimes forget when I jump on Zooms now, I have like my hair up in a bun, and I was like, I really don't care at this point.
For me to only technically meet Christina in person three times at that point, but have the confidence and the empathy and the reality of like, this is my authentic self. And I'm seeing you need help, or you need that support to feel comfortable. I'm not at my authentic self right now. Is there anything we can do to rectify that? Because I'm always thinking, and this is the same practice people should do with their teams, their partnerships and businesses, or their community, is that I can't win without this person. I need to make sure they're good. And that is almost my duty to make sure that they're good. I think there's too much cutthroat. If you go back to corporate America and, you know, they put people in a thing, you're trying to get to this one promotion, and it can get bad out here. Have y'all seen Mean Girls? I mean, it can be like that out here in these streets. It's cutthroat. And I always think it's not about competition, it's about collaboration. Collaboration gets you more piece of the pie in a way that feels good. We can grow and win, but I want to have fun. I want to win with people. What good is it to win on your own and you have no one to celebrate it with, because you have stabbed everybody and their mama in the back on your way to this title, and then you got no one to celebrate, no one to follow you, no one to congratulate, no one to lead with you, help you in your times. Like, when you can build it the right way, the equitable way, which is what we're going to talk about, it makes things so much easier. And the last thing I'd say, you know, people here, well, we have to embrace DIBA. We have to be more innovative. We have to be more inclusive in, you know, making sure women leaders are empowered and not just given it. Can I be real? Not just given the title, but given the power that matches the title to do what they need to do. Can the people of color in the room be not just the token person, but they were chosen for their skill set and they were given the power to lead and do what they need to do? Like, those are real. And even now, in this year, we still ain't got there yet. There's still these barriers, partitions as to why things aren't happening, why things aren't working. And I will say this, as a Black man, there are certain things that I acknowledge that are my truths and my struggles, but I also have to acknowledge, you know, I have to do more for my sisters out here. I have to do more for my women counterparts out here. It's not just on them. It's on other types of individuals to help create those conversations and pathways for people to feel comfortable and safe. And what happened? We had our moment. We might have cried a little. We got ourselves together. We had a good pep talk and we slayed it on stage. You slayed it on stage and no one knew. And you did your thing to your best abilities. And everybody's like, man, she slammed my, I know. That's why she my co-host. I'm just here for the ride and introducing her to everybody. But if you can find those relationships and those kind of people to help you grow, it's just easier.
And it's so interesting that just like specifically the two demographics you mentioned, like females and just not just Black males, just really like the BIPOC community, even within those groups, some people have that exclusive mindset for it, but really needs to be inclusive because you're literally doing what others are doing, but in the exclusive, like men at the table thing, like mentality, you have to be able to have like allies, but true allies. But Troy, it was at the Engage Cleveland event that we were doing the interviews for about allyship and just being an ally. People think of it as so just like, I'm an ally, I'm supporting, this is what it is. But it should be way more than that because sometimes you're thinking you're an ally, but you're actually like hindering what the true meaning of women in tech, BIPOC group in your organization, the disability like group in your organization. You saying, oh, I support them, LGBTQ plus, like there are true differences between an ally and someone who's actively allying with them for a common good.
And I always say this, we ain't trying to do a Power Rangers coalition up in here, being Thanos and collecting stones and just say, oh, look, we got a representation, we're diverse, give us more money, give us more PR. No, that's manipulative and that's wrong. And I will call that out every time. It is, and to the point of this whole episode, and we're going to have stats to prove this too. When you can create a culture of inclusion, that is a superpower that's going to transcend a lot of things and help you navigate in a lot of areas where you need that the most. I mean, I'm looking at the stats right now, and this is a cumulative study from 1998 to 2024. The top 100 businesses are those who are the most inclusive and have a dynamic culture, not just for people to best place to work, but they feel heard, they're seen, they're optimizing literally their operations, how they hire, how they promote, what media they produce, how they market, how they capture data, how they look at data, all through these lenses of making sure our internal culture is reflective of who we are as a brand and our external culture is reflective of who we serve. And both those cultures are in harmony that keeps us in the mind and hearts of those who are buyers and potential buyers and those who are those behind the scenes making this business successful. So simply put, diversity equals revenue. It literally does. And yet here we are in 2024 and people still treat diversity, equity, inclusion, belongingness, and accessibility as an afterthought, as a checkbox to maybe show on the website for one paragraph, show one Photoshop picture, which I know you have a great rant story about that, whatever. It's terrible. It's unacceptable. And you're actually diminishing your ROI because you're not leaning into that way.
Yes. And I mean, I could, this is making, I'm like, whoo, I got to breathe before I rant. Right, but I'm not going to go into this fully and call out the company. But I have seen, and if you do this, go and change or get your web developer team to change this. You just, you're like, whoo. If your stock photos on your diverse, like diversity inclusion page is of a black female at a computer with white males all around her pointing at the screen, that is the opposite of what you want to portray. One, show your actual people. Let's see if they're diverse. Because what I do, I go to your LinkedIn and I look at your executives, and 9 times out of 10, it's not diverse. It is not. You might say, oh, we have women leaders. It maybe is one, maybe two. Obviously, it depends on like the size of your company, on the ratio. But you need to be true with that, because people look at that. Like when I was I still am a decision maker for tech, and I choose a software to go with. If they're saying they're diverse and they're saying they have those initiatives, I'll go and look within their LinkedIn. I don't care what it says on your website. I want to see the people. I also want to see what your executives are posting about. So that's also a whole marketing training for your internal team with employee advocacy, as well as just social selling, and it's not even social selling of your product. It's social selling of yourself and of what you truly are capable and or you're truly thought of within the community. And then one thing that's super important, I feel, is that when you're hiring, you have to think of hiring. You're smiling because you know exactly what I'm about to say. When you're hiring and it's a client-facing role, if you're hiring for a perception, you're going to get negative feelings on that, because you can't sell whatever you want on TikTok, on Instagram. You can say you're diverse because of one diverse person saying it. But if you go and see their LinkedIn and see nobody else is, people will read through that BS and won't trust you. And if you're literally a company on data and trust, what does that say about your product? Need to be, and that's what we're talking about with pulling in diversity with your marketing. Don't hire just because you want to be diverse on your highlight reel within your social sphere. You have to do it because that's what you truly believe in, and it's what truly matters. You need diversity, because it's diverse backgrounds will help push your business, because no one wants the same people thinking the same thing, because complacency is going to be the silent killer of your business.
100%. And that wraps up another episode of Unfiltered Growth. Make sure you subscribe, rate
with 5 stars,
and leave us a review.
Remember, growth doesn't happen in isolation. Join our community of bold thinkers and doers on social media and stay connected.
Don't forget to go to season3media.com/podcast for strategy or event inquiries, resources, or to just chill with us.
Until next time, keep pushing boundaries, embracing diversity, and never stop growing. This is Christina and Troy signing off. And remember,
no filters,
just growth.